I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, we're talking today about holiday stress. Tis the season to be jolly.
It is.
But we tend to be stressed out during this time.
This is a time of stress. All the studies show up that this is a more stressful time of the year. Even though that there's a lot of joy and everything that goes into that, I am seeing in my patients a definite increase in stress.
And that's even before the holidays.
People getting ready for it, thinking about all the different things that need to be done. Getting decorations up. Even, you know, just the added types of things along those lines, added thought processes.
Well, what about family dynamics?
And that's a very big factor. You know, people figuring out what they're going to do. But I'm seeing quite a few people, and I'm saying, oh, you're ready, getting ready for the holidays. I can tell that your stress level has gone up. And they kind of laugh and say, yeah, that's true.
So, and that's why we're doing this show. Well, let's talk about stress. What, you know, that word is thrown around a lot, but
sure.
What is it, Dr. Prather? What is stress? Because there can be good stress and bad, correct?
Well, yes. And, you know, the interesting thing that, I found out about stress, there's a situation where, you know, we feel like we're being chased by a tiger. And when you're being chased by a tiger, the body doesn't want to concentrate on the digestive system and concentrate on, you know, the immune system and all the different types of workings inside the body. It wants to get all the energy to the muscles, to the bloodstream. And so our whole physiology changes when we become stressed.
It's like we're in survival mode.
We're ready to either fight or run. And they call that the fight-flight response. So if a tiger's coming up on you, you want to be able to fight the tiger, or you want to be run away from the tiger.
So what are those tigers in our lives?
Right. It can be quite a few things. It can be people. It can be situations. All those things can kind of add up into a response, and our body, to be able to release, either has to fight or run. And that's what we're geared towards. The problem is if your boss comes up and yells at you, and you hit him or run away, it doesn't work real well.
I don't think you'll have a job the next
You won't have a job. So, the normal type of response of getting away from whatever is irritating you or smacking whatever is irritating you is not a response that we're allowed to have in modern society. And if you continually get hit with that, you can get stuck in a fight-flight mode. And when you do that, it shuts down your digestive system, your immune system, your muscles become tight, your breathing changes, there are whole huge physiological changes that have taken place, and that's not a way to continue living.
No.
And it starts to show a toll on the body. It's one of the reasons that we don't live as long as we should. Stress is the number one reason why people die earlier. So getting understanding how to handle stress, what to do, how to work with it is a very important part of our health and well-being.
And we're going to have stress in our life, you know.
Right.
We can't go off to a temple somewhere in China and
why not
just meditate?
But that is why they did that. I mean, there was a retreat type of thing. Even Jesus went off and said, you know what, I've had enough. It's time
to the mountains.
It's time to get away and contemplate and renew myself. And that's something that we're geared to do. There is a balance in how much stress we should have, and trying to maintain that balance is a healthy way.
Well, what controls stress?
Well, the stress is primarily and first controlled by the nervous system. Mm-hmm. So the nervous system is the main thing that controls it, and there are, in our autonomic nervous system, there are two nervous systems that work. There is the sympathetic, which is more of our fight flight, mm-hmm. and then there's our parasympathetic system, that is our rest and digest, and is the healthy, where we, you know, kind of renew ourselves, regenerate the cells. Mm-hmm. And there is a balance between the two. And if you can achieve that balance, that really goes a long way and to preserving health. A good balance on that, where we're pretty healthy, is where we have 80% of the time is parasympathetic mode, rest mm-hmm. and digest, and a 20% in a sympathetic. So it's not healthy to be 100% in parasympathetic.
Right.
It's extremely unhealthy to be 100% in the sympathetic. But if you're constantly being stressed over a period of time, you can get stuck. I mean, I have people who come in who are completely stuck in the sympathetic mode. And when it throws off their nervous system, their whole balance on their nervous system starts to change. Their endocrine system changes, their digestive system, their immune system. And you get into that for long periods of time, and that creates a lot of disease through the body. And you start to show that in your health and well-being.
What percentage would you say of your patients walking in your door are functioning at high levels of the sympathetic nervous system?
Probably about 90-95%.
Wow. And especially during this time.
You see a lot more of it. One of the things, as we work with people and start seeing them on a regular basis, is that they start to get a much better balance between their parasympathetic and sympathetic. They start to head into that 80-20 split. Mm-hmm. And they can feel the difference. And if they... you know, if they've been away for too long, I mean, people come in and say, well, I can tell my tension level's up. I've been away too long. I need to get my nervous system balanced out. Mm-hmm. And it really makes a big difference if they can get some outside type of help. And then we try to teach them how to balance out their system on their own. And those types of things are very important, and finding strategies that work along those lines. And that's one of the things that we definitely try to do. Is one, we give them, we do different types of things that help them to balance out their nervous system, which balances out the rest of their system, because mm-hmm. the nervous system controls everything else. And then we also try to help them to understand how they can start to balance out their system on their own, and what needs to be done to accomplish that.
Yeah. Going back to the sympathetic and parasympathetic, those are classified under the
autonomic nervous system.
Okay. So when I think about that, I think about those are the organs that just work automatically.
Correct.
We don't have to think about them. Correct.
Right. Right. It's the, well, you know, I'm trying to relax, you know, that type of thing. And once you get stuck in the sympathetic mode, I sit there and I said, okay, now I'm going to write you a prescription. You need to relax. You need to quit being stressed. And everybody laughs, you know, well, yeah. Tell me how to do that.
Uh-huh.
it's just like, well, and you get stuck into it. And unless you have outside help to kind of try to get that switched around, it's something that doesn't really work that well. Matter of fact, we have a test in our office where we can measure the autonomic nervous system mm-hmm. and the balance between it. And that's something that I recommend on quite often. Mm-hmm. And we can see how balanced you are on your autonomic nervous system. And people don't really do too well on that.
Mm-hmm. And that test is covered by a lot of insurances, which is
correct.
Great. Very informative.
Very informative.
It doesn't take too long to do.
Right, and it can be a very important diagnostic tool. And then we can recheck on it as we work with them for a period of time and show the balance that starts to occur, because it can have a huge effect. And, you know, I can just I sit there and get a hold of people's necks and shoulders, and I sit there and I can pretty well tell what the numbers are going to be.
Mm-hmm. I always say, hey, we can bounce a corner off of your shoulder.
Right.
So what effect does stress have on the rest of the body? You talked a little bit about muscle tension.
Right. First thing that it affects quite strongly is the endocrine system. The two things that control the body is the nervous system and the endocrine system. The nervous system responds first to stress. So we get a shift in how the nervous system is doing. Then the nervous system then tells the endocrine system to make a shift. And if that shift hangs in there for a long time, we can see changes in the how the endocrine system is starting to work. You know, the pituitary, the numbers on that, thyroid, the thymus, which is involved with the immune system, is very much controlled along those lines. The adrenals, the pancreas, sexual endocrine portion, all starts to shift, and you can do blood tests and see how that's affected that. But then it also, the sympathetic nervous system shuts down the digestion, which affects your nutrition, causes a lot of, you know, GERD and
constipation.
Constipation. Yeah. It increases the toxicity in the liver. The liver starts to malfunction. It can put stresses on the kidneys, which raises up, along with the adrenals, which raises up blood pressure. Blood pressure is very much involved with that. Circulatory system, the heart is affected. The vagal nerve becomes very much affected because of the imbalance between the autonomic nervous system, so the heart starts to be affected. In other words, every single organ in your body starts working improperly, all because of stress. And stress, again, is the number one thing that shortens people's lives and helps to cause many of the diseases that go on.
When we come back, we're going to talk about strategies that can be used to help stress. More on holiday stress.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, the Prather Practice now offers counseling services. Why did you decide to add that to your practice?
It's something that I always knew was necessary, was looking forward to the right person coming in. You know, if you have an illness going on, that can be very emotionally devastating. Matter of fact, the emotions and some of the things that happen to us can actually lead to some of the health conditions that people experience. We are more than just our spine. We are more than just our physiology. But also how we think has a huge effect on each one of those different aspects. And those things then also have an effect on our thinking. So incorporating the whole aspect of counseling into the office is just a very natural outgrowth in us becoming an integrated and a total holistic type of a practice. So this was something that I, in my original thoughts 30 years ago of getting into my practice, having this aspect was a very important part of it. And we are now doing it. We are a holistic practice. And if you don't understand the emotional aspect, if you don't understand the patterns that we have, then you can't really get to the complete healing of the patient. Oftentimes we can get a release in the physical body and it creates some emotional tension. The emotional tension will cause tension within the body. So getting down to that root, and we have so many different types of layers that can start to accumulate. And we see the evidence of the issues in people's body that creates disease in them. The underlying problem can be an emotional issue, past experiences, past habits, and coping mechanisms that we can have. We see oftentimes people have an injury, and their whole body has kind of shifted to compensate for that injury. Same thing on an emotional type of level. People have had injuries and they've had compensations. And getting through those compensations to get to the injury is an ongoing type of process that a skilled counselor has to be able to find out, just like we do that on a physical level. and the physical and the emotional are very, very connected. As you can approach it from both angles, mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a far, far better results than we could separate.
Yeah, and I know we already are.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking today about holiday stress. I'm stressed talking about it. No. We got all our lights up and all our decorations up before Thanksgiving because family was coming in.
Right.
So,
we're all prepared.
I took care of my stress before Thanksgiving. I'm just hoping this tree stays alive till Christmas. Well, let's talk about strategies that can be used to help with stress. What are some strategies, Dr. Prather? The one thing I know that us in rehab, the first thing we teach is diaphragmatic breathing. And people ask me, you know, you've been healing people for 30 years.
Right.
And a lot of your colleagues, you know, that's a long time. They haven't lasted that long. And I really, one of your key things is the way you breathe, your diaphragmatic breathing.
Correct.
And we've had a couple of patients say you breathe too loud. Yeah, when we complained about your breathing. And every once in a while I do. So why is diaphragmatic breathing so important?
Well, the diaphragmatic breathing is the way that you can control your nervous system. You know, people sit there and say, oh yeah, I should just relax. You know, how do I do that? Well, there is a way that you can do that. They have proven that if you breathe with your diaphragm, not upper respiratory, which most people do.
Let's describe, the diaphragm is a muscle, right?
It's a muscle.
At the base of the ribs.
Right.
You know, and I think people don't realize it's a muscle and it's underutilized.
Correct.
Needs to be strengthened.
Correct.
Yeah.
When a baby is born, they do diaphragmatic breathing naturally.
Right.
In other words, when they breathe in, their tummy goes up. When they breathe out, their tummy goes down. Mm-hmm. And you can see that. When I try to say, okay, I'm going to teach you how to breathe correctly because you are so stressed, people find it extremely difficult to do that. Mm-hmm. They breathe opposite. And very few people know how to breathe once they become an adult.
Right.
Which seems kind of odd.
Well, we start breathing from the chest area.
Right. Yeah. It's just because they've been stuck. When you go into a sympathetic fight-flight mode, your respiration changes. So it goes to upper respiratory. It's an automatic response. So it's very hard to try to get yourself relaxed and control your autonomic nervous system. It's impossible to do. But what you can do is you can control your breathing, and your breathing will change your nervous system.
Mm.
So
yeah, I've seen people as they work on it, and it has to be a conscious exercise.
Correct.
Until it becomes subconscious.
Right.
You know, I have people put stickies up in their car, breathe on their computer monitors, breathe, you know, on their bathroom mirrors.
Sure.
Because we've just, it's just become a bad habit.
Right.
You know, we're not thinking about it. Yeah.
I have people come in and I've taught them how to breathe. And I said, oh my goodness, you are so stressed. Let's have you stand up and see how your breathing's going.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't. It's like, I can't breathe right. You know, I've lost the diaphragmatic breathing. And I said, yes, that's why you're so stressed.
Mm-hmm.
While I was in chiropractic school, I was trained to breathe properly. And I was told how to do that and work on that. I get massages on a weekly basis, and our massage therapist in our office sits there and goes, "How do you stay so relaxed? Your whole body is just relaxed."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Well, I practice my breathing on. That's just how I breathe on a daily basis. Every moment, I breathe diaphragmatically to keep my nervous system balanced, and it's been very effective and very helpful."
And what I like to do is I show patients laying down.
Oh, absolutely!
Because it is hard standing and sitting.
Right.
So you know, laying down. Putting even their hand right where that diaphragm is, you know, at the base of the ribs, so they can feel that, you know, because as you're breathing in through that nose, and I call it a 4x4, it's four counts, inhale, four counts, exhale, that's the basic, you know, then that diaphragm pushes down as you're breathing in and lifts. Lifts that abdominal area, and there should be minimal movement in the chest.
The interesting thing is how deep you breathe, how much you breathe diaphragmatically. Let me repeat that, because I'm going to repeat it a couple times, is the biggest indicator on how long you'll live.
Mm.
Again, it has been proven how deep you breathe with your diaphragm is the biggest indicator on how long you will live. Over genetics, smoking, any other thing in your life, the diaphragmatic breathing really makes a big difference, and it also keeps you younger. So having that ability to breathe with your diaphragm, it helps with stress, and stress is the biggest killer, and so it eliminates a lot of the stress that you have.
I know, and I have some patients that they start getting dizzy. Their brain hasn't been used to all that oxygen. Just
correct.
Think about all the oxygen your body's getting and your brain.
Right, right.
Yeah. So if you're out there listening, you know, just try it right now. Four deep, you know, four counts breathing in through your nose. And when you practice that, I tell patients, someone should hear you on the other side of the house. I mean, you know, don't be afraid. In the clinic, people are a little more reserved. But, you know, four in. You should hear it just like that. Dr. Prather, let's hear yours. And exhale four. Yeah. And as people advance, then we go to four count, to holding for seven. And exhaling for eight, and I call that a 4x7x8.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And, you know, even strengthening that diaphragm, I tell some people, work on the breathing first, but you can put a nice weight there as you're breathing will create resistance and strengthen that diaphragm, or laying on your stomach. Now, we don't encourage, just because of the neck position, you know, we don't want the neck twisted in any way, but breathing while you're on your stomach will also strengthen that diaphragm.
It's a very important part of meditation.
Yeah.
Always breathing is critical along those lines.
Yeah, and just bringing that breath down, thinking about that, bringing that breath down. And I've had, you know, people, you probably see this all the time, they're tight up in that upper neck, those levator scapula, and they work on their breathing, and
it relaxes.
It's a lot looser. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, good. Any more on diaphragmatic breathing before we move on?
Well, I mean, there's a tremendous amount, but I think people got a little bit of a picture on that. And people can come in and get that training.
All right. Let's talk about one of my favorite things, massage. And you talked about, I mean, you're getting massages weekly. I get them twice a month. The importance of massage and stress.
Right. Just having the touch really makes a big difference on people's stress levels. There's one of the endocrine hormones that is released is something called oxytocin. And if people get a nice big hug, their oxytocin level goes up, which is the hormone of rest and digest. It kind of gets the body into that mode. Cortisol is just the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. So your cortisol levels go down, your oxytocin goes up, your feel good starts to kick in when you get a nice massage. The body responds to stress by tightening up, and if you can relax the body, the nerves and the endocrine system also relaxes.
I must be getting a lot of oxytocin, being a grandma.
that's a real
Maybe
good
that's
one.
That's part of why people love being grandparents, all the hugs.
All the hugs, yes.
Our little guy was going around at the library, hug, hug. He'd have his hugs. Hugging every little kid.
it's always a joy. And the touch, getting the muscles relaxed, it plays a very big role and changes the physiology of the system. Mm-hmm. You can see people come out and they kind of have that sleepy type of look, and it's just the whole thing that has
they
changed.
Drooled.
No. Right. All those good things, and that's just people. Once I get people onto massage, mm-hmm. they go, I really can't stop this.
Right.
Because yeah. I can just tell how much I need it. Even my, I don't snap at people. I all of a sudden people are so much nicer after I've gotten a massage. It's amazing. I don't know what it is.
Oh, people are nicer after you've gotten a massage.
They don't act so irritating anymore. I don't know what it is.
After you
But how it's amazing how it changes people's behavior.
Now, what would you say? There are some people that don't like touch, or maybe there's been some trauma in their life.
Sure.
What would you recommend to them?
Well, there are other ways that you can even just do a hand massage. You can do foot. Mm-hmm. There are other means of working on that, because I do have patients who really don't enjoy massage. Mm-hmm. It tightens them up.
Yeah.
So we find alternatives. Sometimes we have a machine that goes along because they don't like human touch. Mm-hmm. So there are other ways of getting things done. A lot of people who don't like that enjoy the adjustments. Somehow that doesn't seem to be as much of a front, mm-hmm. or try acupuncture or many other means of doing that.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk more about strategies for holiday stress.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
A few years ago on Christmas Eve, Santa was at our house. He must have been tired because he laid down for a minute on our couch. He jumped up in a hurry, checked all his reindeer, flew off into the darkness, they were scratching from ear to ear. It was the loudest Christmas we ever had, one we'll never forget. Scratched and itched and combed our hair, and we're not over it yet. Santa Claus don't come to our house anymore, don't care if we're naughty or nice. We're the ones that gave Santa Claus and all his reindeer lice.
The end of the year is a busy and hectic time for all of us as we get swept up in holiday schedules. But it also might be the perfect time to take advantage of your health insurance benefits before deductibles and flexible spending accounts expire at the end of the year. If you're close to or have already met your insurance deductible, you have every incentive to take full advantage of all health care needs before the deductible resets. And for those with flexible spending accounts, you'll forfeit any unused funds at the end of the year. Now is the time to consider the benefits of your health insurance plan and schedule that annual wellness check. At the Prather Practice, we encourage everyone to have a thorough annual physical and the appropriate lab test that will map out the blueprint to your health. Don't miss out on the full benefits of your health insurance plan. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice before the end of the year. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Are kind to me, but fall too far behind to see. But when my heart finds Christmas, I hope it
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Christmas
time is here. Well, we're talking today about holiday stress, and I'm already feel more relaxed just focusing on my deep breathing. My abdominal breathing. So we're talking about strategies. We talked about the importance of diaphragmatic breathing, massage, and let's talk about chiropractic. Why is chiropractic so important?
Has a direct effect on the nervous system. Mm-hmm. You know, if it, one of the things that we find as we measure the autonomic nervous system, chiropractic adjustments help to balance that out. It takes off stress off the system. Many of people get a monthly chiropractic adjustment, mm-hmm. more for stress than anything else.
Well, I have a good friend. She drives up from the south side, and I call her very overproductive. she is an overproductive woman, yeah. And there's a lot of us out there. And she says, I need to get in. She had to carve the time in to come and get her adjustment. She said, I feel 100 years old. And she told me the other day that that next night she slept like a baby, and how important that is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those overly productive people have to fit that in their schedule.
Right.
Take care of themselves.
Right. People come in oftentimes for pains, for some definite clinical types of things that need to be fixed. But once we've got that all fixed, oftentimes we get them used to getting a what we call a maintenance. They don't really have a disease state going on. They don't have any major problems.
Conditions,
but the regular adjustments mm-hmm. Help to keep their nervous system, their stress level down, and they can tell that they sleep better, they digest better, their hormones work better, their mood is much better.
Because you're working the nervous system.
And
people have to go beyond thinking of chiropractors as bone setters or bone. You know, what you're really working on is the nervous system.
Yeah. I have one mom whose husband and kids say, Mom, I think it's time for your chiropractic adjustment. And she laughs like that and says, oh, okay.
So moms, they take care of everybody else.
That's right.
But themselves. So right. That's good for those kids to...
Yeah, mention that.
Call up and make her appointment for her.
The mood adjuster. It definitely changes the mood, relaxes, gets the whole system working better, mm-hmm. and just makes a difference to have that as the stress relief.
I know, and in some cases, we see people even change their demeanor and their look.
Correct.
Sometimes I don't even recognize them because, if they've come in stressed and hard and,
sure.
you know... sometimes the adjustment can just change that whole demeanor.
Oh, absolutely.
Soften them because that nervous system, you know, is now flowing. And I think of cerebral spinal fluid, right? Flows in our spinal cord. That even through that chiropractic adjustment, you do the Logan Basic, that can get that moving.
Right. Sacrooccipital techniques especially work on the whole relaxation aspect mm-hmm. of the body. So that's an important part of what we do.
Okay. Anything more on chiropractic before we go on to acupuncture, another one of my favorites? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the effects acupuncture have on stress.
Acupuncture immediately will change the hormones of the body. Mm-hmm. One, it improves the amount of opiates that are put out, natural opiates. Matter of fact, I have people who are addicted to opiates and are having cravings and aspects along those lines, and they come in, they get an acupuncture, mm-hmm. and that goes away. Mm-hmm. They get up and they say, wow, I feel completely different. I don't have the cravings, you know, because they're trying to get over that mm-hmm. addiction. And they say, I feel so much better. It increases the oxytocin, lowers the cortisol again. It increases the body's management and helps to change the pain receptors, the tension in the system. Oftentimes, most people fall asleep when we put the acupuncture needles in.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people get up and say, "Did you put some drugs in those needles?" And there's no drugs in the needles. Mm-hmm. What it does is it relaxes the body, changes what's going on, and it stimulates your own body's drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a result of a high after acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to get your high, come on.
It's a natural high. Good high.
Uh-huh.
It's good for you.
Uh-huh.
It helps with your health and well-being, unlike taking outside pharmaceuticals or drugs. It has a much better result on the health of the system.
And like I always mention to those that are a little leery of needles, those grown men out there, we do non-needle
right
acupuncture, and we do a powder that you formulated.
Correct.
That I love the powder on my spleen point.
Yeah.
And we tape that up. People have that on for about 24 hours.
Right.
Very effective. What is in the powder that you... Or is it a top secret?
It's a very big secret. Okay. I cannot give that out.
Okay. But it's good. All right. Well, let's talk about trigger point therapy and how that helps with stress.
Well, one of the things is that stress and tension can get locked in the body,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the levators. And
that's up in the neck.
Mm-hmm. I had one gentleman who came in who was very depressed, stressed, and becoming quite worried about it. You know, he wasn't quite sure if he really wanted to continue living.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the stress that he was going through. And we were doing adjustments and different types of things that was helping. I said, you know, you're just really... just locked up on this. We need to really take it up another level.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a saline solution into the muscle, which gets the ion transfer that the muscle can actually relax with a little bit of lidocaine, so it doesn't hurt when we do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work it with some rapid release, and which is a machine that we use just to really get it relaxed. Then we tape it up so that it continues to work on it. And he said, you know, because I had to convince him to do it. He says, "Oh my gosh, that was incredible. I feel like a different person. You know, there's a light.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying life again." And he said, "I never would have believed that that could have had that much effect on my mental attitude."
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get your stress locked into your body, sometimes you have to do some extreme, you know, some heavier types of things to get that relaxed. So the ones that are completely locked up, that we, you know, you massage it, we adjust, we do everything on that system, and we just can't get those muscles relaxed, then we go to what's called trigger point therapies. We get those muscles relaxed, and then there's just like this whole mental release that occurs, mm-hmm. because your body and your mind are connected.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't just relax the body, it relaxes the whole nervous system also.
Interesting. And we have a nice natural muscle relaxant, Formula 303, we sell at our office.
Yes.
Yeah, that...
combination of homeopathics, very safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But let's talk about auricular therapy and how that helps. A lot of people haven't heard about auricular therapy, and it's
right.
a very... powerful treatment that we do at our office.
Yeah, it's a it's working on the ears. It's acupuncture of the ears. Now we can use needles, but oftentimes we use an electrical current.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it changes the brain waves. So if you have your stress locked up in your brain, we use acupuncture for the body if it's locked up in there, but for the brain we use auricular therapy.
Ah.
We go in there, and it is the most proven therapy in the world, because you can do MRIs on the brain and show which area that it's working on to mm-hmm. change. So the ear is like an upside down fetus, and so we can hit different types of areas and get relaxation and changes. It helps very much with addictions and brain patterns for those people who have severe anxiety, depression, other different types of psychological disturbances. That can be an amazing type of thing to get everything back under control.
Mm-hmm. It's very effective.
Very effective, and people are that need it are amazed at how much of a change occurs.
Okay.
So, highly recommend that.
When we come back, more on strategies for holiday stress.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right.
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about holiday stress, and we're talking about the different strategies. Let's talk about something that people tend to not have the time for during the holidays, but very important. In fact, I had gone a month without it, mm-hmm. and just started back in, and I can tell a big difference. I
think we need to talk about what that was.
What is it?
Exercise.
Exercise.
There we go.
That's for another talk.
You're right, right.
Okay. Well, that could be exercise.
Yeah, okay.
So what role does exercise play in reducing stress?
Well, when we're talking about fight flight, one of the ways that your body's sitting there and saying, I need some type of a response out of you, physical response.
Yeah.
If you don't give it a physical response, then it keeps on hitting it. And then you get tighter and tighter and tighter. So if you go out there and run, that response that your body's trying to get you to do is run away. Mm-hmm. And as if you run, it feels like you're running away from your problems. Mm-hmm. So
you can walk away from your problems.
You can walk away from your problems, but the running is much more of a release.
Is some people more fight or flight?
Yes, there is a definite difference.
I would say I'm fight.
Right.
Would you say I'm fight?
Yeah, I would probably say fight.
I like a good fight.
Right, right. There you go. So fight is a good thing, and you know, like hitting something or smacking something, you know, with a hitting baseballs, you know, uh-huh. you get that swing in there, like you're hitting something or hitting a bag.
Like a kickboxing.
Kickboxing, yeah. All those types of things. So getting your fight or running release mm-hmm. Through exercise makes a huge physiological change. Just settles down the nervous system again, gets you back into the parasympathetic. So a good exercise program shifts you from the sympathetic fight-flight to a parasympathetic rest and digest. Mm-hmm. So it's an excellent means of doing that, and something that people find that that's why they say it's a huge stress release.
And just make sure, I want to tell the listeners out there, just carve that time. You know, it's really important during this time to make that time for exercise. Mm-hmm. And there's places to do indoor walking. You know, with the weather getting cold or worrying about the ice, you know, you don't want any falls, but just really important to stick to a program. Mm-hmm. 3 days a week, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I've just known that for myself, getting back in the routine. And for me, I need to pay a monthly fee and get charged if I don't show. I mean, so that's why. I do club Pilates, and that's what happens. And so and that holds me accountable to go.
That is a very good tactic. Uh-huh. So looking at those types of things and planning that out really makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. So exercise is a great means of getting your nervous system balanced back out again.
Right. We have a nice vibration platform at the office, too. Mm-hmm. People just hop on that 5-10 minutes. That gets the lymph system going, circulatory system moving, works on the core and stabilizer muscles. It's a great, great thing to have. Let's talk about diet during this time.
Sure.
Yeah. What about that sugar?
Right. Sugar has an effect on the nervous system. It does increase your stress mm-hmm. in your body. Your body's stressed, and it can. I can have people eat sugar, and I can feel immediately on their muscles and start mm-hmm. to feel things tighten up. So sugar increases your fight-flight response.
You're just taking all the fun away. Moderation.
Moderation. Yeah, moderation. There is a certain amount that's good. And as I said, a certain amount of stress is good. It should be an 80-20 split. Mm-hmm. So eating right has a big effect on how your body goes. The nutritional quality of your food will change how your body is responding. Mm-hmm. So you eat better, you're going to have a much more relaxed body. If you eat wrong, your body's going to really tense up. Along with that, you know, you want to avoid too much alcohol. You want to avoid the stimulants, coffee, chocolate. Overindulging on those things will change change the physiology of your body and shift you more into a fight flight.
Well, I know too, if I think ahead, you know, if I we're going to have a Christmas dinner and I am intentional about what that's going to look like, you know, how many helpings I'm going to have, and that really helps me from overeating, which is one of my issues. How about sleep? Why is sleep so important?
Well, you're talking about resting. If you can get into your rest, that really helps to relax the body. So getting your 8 hours of sleep is a very important aspect of your health and well-being. And if you don't sleep, your body starts to get tense, you start to get more caught up into the fight-flight mechanism, and you can get stuck in that because of that. And then if you get stuck on it, it becomes harder to sleep. You keep going with that pattern, and then people wind up with insomnia, and that can be a very, very dangerous health issue.
Yeah, I just heard rest isn't inactivity per se, but it's kind of a condition of our soul, you know? So having that resting pace. Talk about Jesus had that resting pace in his life.
Sure.
He knew when to rest and that.
He did.
Yeah, very important. So rest is important, especially during this time. Can detoxing help?
Absolutely. I have people whose liver and spleen and kidneys are all sore, and I sit there and I said, we really need to detox you. One of the quick ways we do that is with a diathermy unit. It's a big magnet, gets the blood flow and the lymphatic flow. And as we can get the toxins out of their system, all of a sudden their muscles relax.
Yeah.
If you get poisons in the muscles are going to tighten up. It's going to change the physiology of your body, and you're going to start to shift into more of a fight-flight mechanism because of the toxins.
Well, let's talk about vitamins, herbals, homeopathy. We have a couple more minutes, and I want to make sure to touch base on those.
Sure. Nutrition is extremely important. The minerals, the balance between making sure you get enough calcium, magnesium, and that you get a right balance on that makes a very big difference. Your sodium, chloride, and potassium, people start to get low on those or too high. Again, you're looking at homeostasis and balance on that. That can play a big role. I have people who come in with all sorts of problems, and I says, you know, we need to balance out your minerals. We do that, and we get excellent results. Zinc-copper ratio. Copper speeds up the activity of the nervous system. You get too high on your copper, too low on your zinc. Increase the zinc. There has a very big calming effect on the system. B vitamins, extremely important for how the nervous system works. Making sure your vitamin D, your iodine, is up to par are also very, very big factors on the health and the relaxation of your body. If you're low on certain types of nutrients, the body doesn't work as well. And if you can get those back up to par, all of a sudden you start to feel a relaxation in the muscles. Things not working right, very critical to find out what those are. Get those balanced out, and we can see an immediate difference in people's health.
Interesting.
Some of the herbs you were talking about that are really helpful. Catnip tea helps to relax. Chamomile, people know about that. Cramp bark, kava, hops. Linden flowers, motherwort, passion flower, skullcap, valerian are all well known to help to create a relaxation in the body. Homeopathy is a extremely safe way of working with that. One of my favorites is the Venus sativa oat straw in a homeopathic form is a great relaxer, easy on the body, and very helpful on getting the nervous system balanced back out again.
Okay. And when should someone seek professional help when it's just gone beyond holiday stress?
Right. People start to think about suicide. Immediately, they should seek professional help. Pharmaceuticals might be necessary at that point. If you also have 8 weeks of depression, I would go in and see a professional along those lines. Or if they are, you know, you just don't have any ability to get up in the morning, go to work, do social types of things, seeking professional help and possible pharmaceuticals along those lines might be necessary.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. They're very informative and on holiday stress.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.